It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Pittsburgh has been the league leader when it comes to things like most livable city and sports championships. Well, there's another league we lead. It's called the Pothole League. The Mammoth Craters are on Penn Avenue all the way to the Strip District, Bowsman Street on the other side of the Liberty Tubes, South 18th Street here on the south side, Ridge Avenue on the north side, Shady Side, Bloomfield, Garfield, East Liberty, you name it. There are potholes big enough for animals and possibly certain human beings to take up residence in. But now, a Pennsylvania company may have invented the machine we've been dreaming of to repair our potholed roadways. Road Mixer is an asphalt plant mounted on a truck that could be a quick solution to fixing our streets. So why isn't Pittsburgh using it? I'm joined now by phone by Darren Gieseman, project manager for the Road Mixer Company. Darren Gieseman, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
Explain what makes Road Mixer unique.
Road Mixer is a machine that is designed to use virgin materials to mix hot asphalt on demand whenever you want it, wherever you want it. Unlike an asphalt plant where you have to go and wait in line to be serviced by a large asphalt plant and then travel back and forth, and you're subject to their hours of operation and even their months of operation in this part of the country. Obviously, we shut down our asphalt plants when the weather gets cold. You would not have to do that. We can make seamless repairs with our equipment by making hot asphalt right on a job site.
So how did you come up with this idea? This is amazing.
Well, it's an odd idea that started many years ago with one of the gentlemen that had the original patent for the concrete mixer trucks, the mobile mixer trucks. And he designed, had an idea for it, how to mix hot asphalt with an auger as opposed to a drum, and patented that idea. And then over time, we became involved, Road Mixer became involved, and we were able to secure the patent from him, or at least pay a royalty to him as we use his patent. And then we've developed some additional patents to overcome some obstacles, because there's quite a bit of science in this, and just the trial and error and research and development for the last 4 or 5 years.
So who have you been able to sell this to?
Well, largely so far, our market has been foreign. We've got several units going to the UK. We've got a unit going to Africa. But stateside, it has not caught on quite yet. It is a relatively new line for us. We've been in the equipment manufacturing business for many years, but this is a relatively new line, and so, it's a new concept, and it's we believe that it's just a little difficult to catch on because it's very new.
Well, you would think that with the sorry state of our roads in Pennsylvania and here in a city like Pittsburgh, that that you might be able to land Pittsburgh, for example, as a customer. But what have they said to you? I'm sure you've approached them with this.
Well, we have not spoken directly to the city of Pittsburgh. We're still in the stages of marketing and advertising. We're attending a large Con Expo show in Vegas next week, and that's really a giant kickoff for us here in the States and abroad.
As I understand it, though, reportedly, you've demonstrated the Road Mixer for PennDOT, right?
PennDOT was present when we demonstrated for a private contractor in the Pittsburgh area. That is correct.
What was their reaction? Did they say anything?
Well, from my take, from what the gentleman spoke, was he was kind of impressed that we're able to calibrate. And calibration is a big thing for the state. They need to be able to be sure that we can get a mix that meets their specifications. And we were, in fact, able to calibrate the machine, and they were impressed with that. Generally, the gentleman that we spoke to is not what you would call the big dog, and probably would not be writing the check. So, but it was a good step in the right direction.
We're talking with Darren Gieseman. He's project manager for the Road Mixer Company. They have come up with this concept called Road Mixer. It's more than a concept. It's now a reality. Road Mixer is an asphalt plant mounted on a truck. Could be a quick solution to fixing our streets, and it has. It sounds like what it has to do with is this warm mixture as opposed to the cold mix that is currently being applied to the potholes on our streets, that if you keep it warm and you apply it, that somehow holds better? Explain the science of this.
Well, the cold mix is, in fact, a temporary patch. We all know that. Matter of fact, the gentleman from PennDOT told us it doesn't last a shift, meaning by the time they put it in, the guys go home, it's already coming out.
So why bother?
Well, exactly. And it's even more expensive per ton than hot asphalt. But hot asphalt made right on the job site or made anywhere, the emulsion or the tar, the glue, if you will, that holds the sand and stone together, when it gets hard or when it gets cold, it gets hard. But when it is hot, it's very pliable, and it forms to the shape of that you compact it to. And with the use of infrared technology that we use as well, you can actually preheat the hole in these kind of conditions that you have today. When it's cold and windy, you can preheat the hole and prep the hole and put our hot asphalt mix in it and tamp it just the way you normally would. And you'll get a much better bond. It's a seamless bond. There is no cold joint. You're familiar with seeing them saw it out and then put a piece of tape or run some tar down in the joint, and that's always where it breaks. This will not do that. This is a permanent fix.
And it sounds like it'll be more cost-effective in the long run, wouldn't it?
It is more cost-effective than cold mix, because the cold mix that doesn't come back out of the hole through traffic, they have to mill it out and prep the hole in the spring when the asphalt plants open up. This would be a one-time fix, once and done.
So will you continue to or plan to make an approach to Pittsburgh to see if you can take them on as a client? Sounds like
Yes. They
need this product.
With the economic situation with the way it is with so many municipalities, budgets are tight, taxes aren't what they should be. Everyone is really holding on to their purse strings, if you will, and we're there to help them get through to solve a problem. We're basically offering them a solution long term.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if they will accept the proposal here at some point in the future. Darren Gieseman, project manager for the Road Mixer Company, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Good luck with your product.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Coming up, we'll look at the business of gluten-free products. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.